sun's the glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me to realize this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You're gonna turn out fine. Oh, but you gotta keep your head up, and you can't let your hair down. You gotta keep your head up, and you can't let your hair down. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, and you can't let your hair down. Thanks, Andy Grammer. I wish I could follow that advice sometimes. Keeping your head up. I recently was in a counseling session, maybe 6 months, a year ago, and I was just having a lot of negativity online. I don't know if you can relate. You'd see colleagues, people doing, incredible things, traveling all over the world, advancing dramatically in their endeavors, and you look at that and you just have this sense of negativity. You want to cheer them on, you want to cheer people that you care about on, but you're like this feeling of negativity, this like, oh, it's kind of a cringy feeling. You know you love them, you know you want people to succeed, but you have this jealousy or this dissatisfaction, this kind of anger, and you know that's not true at all. But you feel it and you have this, like I said, this anger. So I tried in a couple counseling sessions this concept of CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. And the whole idea of it is to help identify and see the thoughts that you're having. So for example, there's this one person that I really admire. I think they're great, but I just get so like frustrated and jealous because they're doing all these great things and they're just always so happy, and I'm happy for them in some way, but I just get this negative feeling. And so the idea of CBT is pretty simple. You identify, and at that moment where you start to feel whatever emotion you're having, maybe you're upset with somebody at work because they got a promotion, or you upset with a friend or somebody who like succeeded in something or took a trip that you wish you took or whatever. It's identifying that moment, that spot, that feeling that you have at that particular moment, and identify it and stop and then identify and stop that thought and say, oh, is this true? Is this really true? Is this thought I'm having really true? And challenge it a little bit and challenge that thought. And what thought would you really be having? Now, I am not a professional therapist. I'm just somebody with lived experience and trying different techniques and tips, as I've done many times on the show, to be mentally healthier and have a happier brain and just feel better. But that process right there of identifying the thought at that point, challenging that thought, and then putting a different thought in there, what you really feel, what your real thought is. So I was thinking about this person online, and she's doing all these great things. She's has some really good courses and techniques that she shares and doing really well. So instead of saying, oh man, like why does she get to do all these great things and why is she so successful and I'm not, that's really not a healthy way of thinking about it. So I stopped that thought and say, no, that's not true. Just because she's doing well and she's traveling or she's, doing great things, or your friend is getting married or having a child or whatever it is, just because they're doing those things doesn't mean it has nothing to do with you. It doesn't mean that you can't have those things or do those things. It has nothing to do with that. And you don't dislike them. You don't want them not to succeed or whatever it is. That's not true. But you have that thought initially. So with CBT, you challenge that thought and say, no, actually, I'm really proud of her. I'm really proud of this person. I'm happy that they are getting married or having a child or traveling or got a new job or whatever. I'm actually happy for them. That's something that I want too. Just because they have it doesn't mean that I can't have it. It's not an all or nothing thing. And then you replace that thought with, yeah, that's something that I can have too. I'm happy for them. And it's just reframing that process. And then kind of at the end, the therapist was telling me, Sean, and then the things that you want, then you now have kind of a list of questions that you want to help answer. What kind of things do you want to do? What ways are you going to take to get the things that you want, to take action? If you want to travel, what kind of things do you need to do to travel? What kind of resources do you need to save, or what research do you need to do, or whatever that happens to be? So ask the questions. So again, identify the thought, challenge the thought, come up with a new thought, and at the bonus is kind of come up with some questions and answers, or some questions, and then help find answers to those questions to kind of get the things that you need. But what I found when I did this practice is I went back and scrolled some social media, and some of these same people that I had this kind of, I'm not gonna say animosity, but kind of some negativity, or just, you know, not supportive, I kind of had a different frame of mind. I kind of paused, challenged my thoughts there, realized that no, actually I want them to do well. I want them to succeed. I want them to do those things. And then it helped me identify some things that I want and need in my life. So I hope that really helps you today, to give you some ideas. Again, if this is something you're interested in, get some professional help. It's called cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's a time-tested, scientifically proven method to improve your brain, improve your mind, to give you some tools to stop and eliminate some of the negative thinking. Because as you know, when you think negative, it translates into feelings, then you feel negative, and it's just a horrible cycle that you should try to avoid. So that's my message today. I'll leave you with a little Andy Grammer, and have a wonderful day. And cheers, and keep making your brain a little happier.